me calling on her phone. I got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. All right. You are tuning into Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show, where we broadcast wild sounds from across the oceans, the country of Australia, and occasionally New Zealand, wonderful music from that country, and also fresh sounds from Canada, with particular focus on Vancouver music, particularly when it comes to our special guests, because we have another fabulous group of people who are entering the studio in a matter of minutes. There's a compilation that has been created here in Vancouver. It's called Love Is My Alibi, and it is the brainchild of Greg Molesky. Now, he is quite an innovative sound artist and one of these, I guess, fabulous connecting people who gets people together. And he had this idea to have singer-songwriters, locally based, create songs with the phrase Love Is My Alibi in it. That was the one rule. The song could be about anything, could sound like anything, but it had to have that phrase in the lyrics. And so the compilation was made and it's out on the internet, and I have three members of this collective who are joining us in the studio today. We have Greg, John and Mishi, and they're tuning up as we speak next door. But right now, let's get into the older music as I do each week. And first up, we have Radio Birdman. We're going right back to the 70s now. This classic band from Sydney. Their main period was only between 74 and 78. And let's get right into Aloha, Stephen Dano. Probably the most well-known song. There's such a great story behind this band. I've spoken about them before, but I want to let the music speak for itself straight up. This is one of the all-time classic Australian rock and roll songs, featuring the lead guitar break has the Hawaii Five-O theme song to it. It works, trust me. Here it is, Radio Birdman, and there's a reason why I'm speaking about these guys today, because I've just come back up on the radar, at least locally in Australia, with a reunion tour. So here we go. This is from, there's a compilation you can find, The Essential Radio Birdman, 1974 to 78, and here it is. Single Aloha, Steve and Dano.
I'll be your wingman. Even if it means me taking a chubby, I will suck it up.
CITR has always been your ultimate wingman, for when you have the ladies back at your place, or whatever.
So here we are. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And actually, I picked that little promo for a reason, my wingman. Speaking of wingman, this band, and I've mentioned this before every time I play Radio Birdman, that the guitarist from this band, Dennis Tech, he was a medical student in Sydney in the mid-70s, and he came from Detroit. And not only did he get to play in one of the most seminal punk bands of all time, he even went back to the States, became a military Top Gun pilot, was stationed in Hawaii, and the movie Top Gun, the Iceman character, was based after this guy. And then he went and became a surgeon in the U.S. Air Force, and to this day still works as an emergency room physician and tours the world playing rock and roll. What a life. And not only that, after the heyday of Radio Birdman, so those songs we just played for you were from way back in the 70s, but they did reform in 2000, well, when was it? Less than 10 years ago, and they had a reformation album called Zeno Beach, and it was quite powerful itself, definitely on par with the original 70s stuff. So I'm going to play for you two tracks from that record now, Radio Birdman with Zeno Beach. And the reason I'm playing this is that they've just kind of reformed again for a series of shows in Australia. And there's a connection to this part of the world because one of the original guitarists, Chris Masowiec, believe it or not, is from New Westminster in British Columbia. So somehow in the late 70s, he made his way from here to Sydney as well. But tragically, as sometimes happens in these bands, the egos kind of got in the way and they don't like him anymore, and they didn't invite him on the latest tour. And it's a horrible thing to see people slagging each other on the internet when they should be getting back together graciously and playing to people who love them so much. But anyway, that seems to happen. Radio Birdman, let's play for two more tracks. This is from Zeno Beach, and this is We've Come So Far to Be Here Today. And after this, we have our special guests live in the studio, Vancouver singer-songwriters from the Love Is My Alibi project. Here it is, here's Radio Birdman, two more tracks. We'll be right back.
here. It's time to get your ticket for the Whistler Village Beer Festival this September 11th through the 14th. The festival brings over 50 breweries to the mountains for a sun-filled celebration of all things grain-powered. For information on the four-day festival event and to get your tickets, visit wvbf.ca. That's wvbf.ca. CITR encourages the safe consumption of alcohol. Make sure you have a safe ride home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And as I do each week, we start out with some older songs. Going back there to, the reunion album for Radio Birdman. So first up, we played a couple of those real classic songs, Aloha, Steve and Dano, and New Race. And then they put out this monster of reunion album. I don't think anyone expected it to be so strong. It was called Zeno Beach, and I played for you track one, We've Come So Far to Be Here Today, and track 13, Zeno Beach, the title track. Legendary guys. There's a good compilation called The Essential Radio Birdman 1974 to 1978. Highly recommended. Bringing that great Detroit rock and roll sound through via Sydney, Australia. Okay, so we're on the radio here live. If you want to catch us on the blog, we're at oddstrandedradio.com, where we put up edited versions of the interviews that we broadcast here each week. And we have a fantastic one coming up in a matter of minutes. We have three interesting people joining us today who are part of a local compilation called Love Is My Alibi. And Greg will be speaking to first of all after this. First up, we're going to play a track. And Greg's going to tell us all about the story about how this came about. Basically, the compilation is a whole bunch of talented people from the city who are tasked to each write a song with the phrase "Love is my alibi" somewhere in the song. Just a brilliant idea, and it's worked. So let's play a track to get you in the mood from the compilation. This is Heidi McCurdy, and she titled her song "Love is my alibi," and the lyrics are up there also at Bandcamp. We'll tell you all about how to find this, but let's get into the track, Heidi McCurdy, and then we're going to be talking with Greg, John, and Mishi, who are also on the compilation.
Doon de ke, a doon, doon de ke. 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 When I get to heaven, heaven. When I get to heaven, I won't be moody. Moodier than you. When I get to heaven, heaven. When I get to heaven, I won't be putting my foot in my mouth, then trying to get it out. Because love is my alibi. Love is my when I get to heaven, heaven. When I get to heaven, I won't be sweeping up my own mess.
Sweeping Are you aware of radio?
After anybody else. When I get to heaven, heaven. When I get to heaven, I won't be ambushed by the fear of my reflection in the mirror. Because love is my alibi. dundike. I said love is mine alibi. Love is my alibi. Dundike. Love is my alibi. Love is my alibi. Love is my alibi. Love is my
so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And another thing that's very refreshing is the sounds that we're going to experience today here on the show. Love Is My Alibi is a compilation of Vancouver singer-songwriters. And we just heard one of the tracks from the record, Heidi McCurdy, and the song is Love Is My Alibi. And we have three guests who are part of the compilation here joining us right now, Greg, John, and Mishi. Welcome to the studio. Thanks so much for coming in. Greg, maybe I could ask you first up about Heidi, because she can't join us today, unfortunately. What can you tell us about Heidi and her contribution?
Yeah, I actually met Heidi in San Francisco maybe 10 years ago, and we've just sort of been friends ever since. And she's an amazing singer. She's done some amazing work around town. So she was definitely one of the first choices that I had when I wanted to put this thing together. Yeah.
And she's, if anyone was listening closely, that was entirely a cappella.
Yeah.
She's jazz trained, has done a lot of performing throughout the country, Europe, USA. Wow, you've got some quality people together.
Oh, it's crazy. You know, when you look at the people on there, you know. There's just so much great talent, you know, in town here. And that was pretty much the driving force behind wanting to produce this project.
Can you tell us how this all came about? How did it become the Love Is My Alibi expression?
I was walking down somewhere near Broadway and Granville, I believe, and I just happened to peek down this alleyway, and someone had spray-painted that phrase on the wall, Love Is My Alibi. And so I wrote it down in my notebook. Oh, that'd be a great title for a song, you know. And some time passed, and then I looked at the notebook again. And I thought, oh, wait, how about if I, like, ask all my great singer-songwriter friends to pen a tune, just use, and they have to use that line somewhere in the song. And then, yeah, that was it from there.
Then it happened. In what space of time, from go to woe to completed?
It took a while. Yeah, you know, it's sort of like, you know, it wasn't putting together one compilation. It was almost putting together seven separate ones.
But
it took, a little longer than 6 months, all said and done, for everyone to write their song and to me to kind of like, hey, how's it coming, you know?
That's pretty good, actually. Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, to get people who are obviously talented and doing multiple things in their lives.
Totally. Everyone's really busy. So it turned out great. Yeah.
And it's such a great idea. I can't think of anything else like it, except there's something coming up in town that's something about an acoustic guitar where everyone has to have the same guitar. They pass it around.
Mm.
And they all have to write a song with that one guitar. And I think
otherwise
there's no rules. But your golden rule was Love Is My Alibi in the lyrics.
Yeah, somewhere in there. Some people, like Heidi, really ran with it. You know, it's pretty strong in her chorus. And other people just sort of at the end, like you, it's just sort of their last line to the whole thing. So, yeah, it's an interesting mix of people, too. Again, I think the one common denominator was everyone was just so great.
Yeah. Well, we're blessed today to have live music because Mishi and John Buchanan, they're going to be playing for us some live songs. We have Mishi on acoustic guitar and vocals, And John is actually, well, he's a multi-instrumentalist, so we've even got some cymbals and a snare. I'm excited because no one that I've interviewed yet has brought in this array of instruments, and this is awesome. We're going to speak very soon to Mishi and John, but how about we go right into a song and then we can speak about that. You up for it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
So which one is this going to be?
Lujong Blues.
Lujong Blues.
Yeah, Lujong Blues.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Secret. Can we hear everybody pretty good?
Or? Yeah, yeah. Let's have a go. This is live music in the studio. This is Strand of the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. And John Buchanan and Mishi are going to be performing an original tune that is on the Love Is My Alibi compilation. So take it away when you're ready, guys.
Okay.
It's going to be awesome.
Music Waste and CITR 101.9 are pleased to present the 10th annual Victory Square Block Party on August 31st.
Ooh, yeah!
This free day of music features The Shilohs, Cool, Dead Soft, Tough Age, Supermoon, Purple Heart Social Club, Nervous Talk, and Fountain, plus DJs Cherche La Femme and Richard McFarlane. Come down to Victory Square from 2 to 9 p.m., located on the corner of Canby Street and West Hastings.
Can do!
For more information, go to victorysquareblockparty.com.
Okay, we're back here on the radio. This is a show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And wasn't that fabulous? We had live music here in the studio. It's always a pleasure. There seems to be more happening today than ever here. We have a percussion as well. John Buchanan was there playing a blues song that he co-wrote with Mishi, who was also singing there and playing guitar. Guys, the song you've titled Lojong Blues. What is Lojong?
Yeah, that's a good question. Because most people think I'm saying Lojong blues. But but yeah, so a Lojong is... So a Lojong is a verse, or a Lojong is a way of being that I learned from studying Tibetan Buddhism. And there's this group of ancient Buddhists called the Kadampas, that they would, their teachings, would they would go around and in order to, change their lives and change their minds, they figured that it would be good to do the opposite of all their like natural instincts. So, you know, most of us, our natural instinct is to, you know, get mad at somebody or retaliate instantly when someone pushes our buttons. But their whole philosophy was that you would do the opposite. And that, well, one of their teachings was, which I found very fascinating, was they had this whole philosophy that unless they could find a reason to make their motivation for somebody else, then they wouldn't move off their chair. So if there was, you know, they would think, okay, you know, why would I go to work today? And they wouldn't move until, okay, that's my motivation. I'm going to do this, you know, to help the people at work. And then if they were on the bus or anything that they were doing, these kinds of things. And so their idea was that the only way that you could reach the heights of who you are was putting yourself below others, so by being humble. So it's like the Lojong is supposed to be flipping your whole reality so that your heart opens and you learn to love others, which changes your whole world. So it's very... beautiful teaching when I heard it. And so I thought, yeah, love is my alibi. What a great, you know, my excuse for everything I'm doing is my love for other beings. So what a great way to tie that into Greg's brilliant idea for an album.
Well, thanks so much for letting us know about that. It's such a fabulous way to explain it. Like a concept that, unfortunately, in the West here, humility sometimes is seen as a weakness. Mm-hmm. When people don't, when you conceptualize it, you did it as the Buddhists did. It's just beautiful. Yeah. So thanks for putting that into song. Lojong, so Lojong.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lojong Blues. And by John Buchanan and Mishi. And it's on the Love Is My Alibi compilation, which is what we're talking about today. So Mishi, you co-wrote this song with John. And I'm going to read a little bit out about you on the from the website first, if you don't mind.
Oh dear, okay.
Greg wrote some glowing words. Misha loves creating a meal, a song, a website, or a practical joke. It's all fair ground to birth something fun and beautiful. She's always got a project or two up her sleeve and can be heard concocting shows for the express purpose of getting all her musical friends together for a jam. What other projects have you been involved in before this one?
Well, I think that's more about the fact that I called my band Moon Circus because I was always playing with different people. So I felt like there was the main people that would play, and then we would bring in like a circus, all these other different musicians. So we just got back from a train trip across from Vancouver to Toronto, where we played on the train, which is quite circus-like for us because of all the jiggling around and sitting on top of tables. And right now we're actually taking a break to record a bunch of the work that we've been doing, a bunch of the songs we've been doing.
Oh, fantastic. Did you go to the Banff? Did you go also to Banff?
You know, that happened at the same time that the train was happening and that Song Studio was happening, this amazing songwriting workshop that happened in Toronto. So we actually declined the Banff residency.
To go on the train.
To go on the train, which was amazing, and stay with my family and get fed in Toronto.
I've heard about this train thing that the singer-songwriters can do it. It's like people just sign up and you can play all the way across?
Yeah, it's called the Via Rail Artists on Board Program. And when we got on there, all the staff had nothing but good things to say. They're like, this is the best program Via Rail's ever put on. But because it's getting everybody involved. So, I mean, you're sitting on a train for a long time and you've paid a lot of money. And, I mean, you're looking at the scenery, but there has to be things to do as well. So it really enlivened it. And we all got to know each other. And there's a lot of people from Australia. Or New Zealand. Was it New Zealand?
Both.
Crazy numbers on the first train.
Hmm. Wow, awesome. Thanks for letting us know. But any Australian listeners, that is a good thing to do if you want to see this country. I haven't done it myself, but if I put the time in, I think I will do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Canada's a beautiful place, so come on over and say hi as well on the blog. ozstrandedradio.com is where you can get in touch. And let us know what you know about this this show, and you know, you can request some songs if you'd like too. So we have Mishu, John, and Greg here in the studio, and they've been talking about Love Is My Alibi. It is a compilation of local singer-songwriters from Vancouver, and the cool thing is that each song on the compilation has the phrase Love Is My Alibi in it, as did that first song, Le Jean Blues. John and Mishu, I'm keen for another song.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, my song on the compilation was a bit too complicated to reproduce in studio. It was multiple layers of keyboards and synths. And so we're going to do another song called Maybe in November.
Okay.
Maybe in November I'll have more time, better luck, a bigger truck. Maybe in November. Maybe in November. Maybe in November it'll be figured out. No doubt it'll all make sense. Maybe in November I will do a cleanse, a few back bends, get it all straightened, get it all straightened out. All out. Broke up at the summer's end. Still, my heart has yet to mend. And maybe by November I'll have let you go. New seeds to sow that'll last forever. Maybe by November. Maybe by November. Maybe by November I'll have split this town, a better life, no more strife. Maybe by November I'll be flying high. I'll get a guy and move it on out to Australia, Australia.
Maybe next November, it'll be in the news. Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
Oh, wow. Another fabulous live tune here in the studio for Stranded. That was a song called Maybe in November. Oh, dear. Sorry about that. Maybe in November. Another original song by Mishi and John Buchanan. Oh my gosh, I had reference to Australia in there. How did that lyric go?
My good friend Marnie Recker, who is an amazing wedding photographer in Tofino, she came to town and she's always very busy in the summer shooting weddings, and so all her plans have to happen in November. So she had all these plans and she was kept on saying maybe in November I'll do them. And so then we decided to write a song. It was inspiring to us. But she actually went to Australia. And it had always been my dream to go to Australia. I thought that would make my life better. You know, if I went to Australia when I was 18, that would make my life good.
She got a bigger truck, too, I think.
She did get a bigger truck. She did a lot of those things.
Well, Mishi, you're one step closer to Australia today, having been on the show. Because I know there's some people listening right now. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show, if you're just tuning in. And our special studio guests today are Mishi, John, and Greg of the Love Is My Alibi compilation. Awesome stuff. So, again, if you're just tuning in, Love Is My Alibi, it was the only rule Greg had for the compilation was that each song had to have that phrase in it. John, I just thought we'd go back to you. You spoke before really eloquently about some of the spiritual influence in some of your lyrics. I know that you're an experienced yoga teacher, is that right?
Yeah. If you could call, I've been doing it for years, if you call that experience, yeah. I've been teaching for a long time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Here in the city of Vancouver, mostly, mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah, only in Vancouver. I've traveled to Saskatoon and some areas to teach, but mainly in Vancouver for the most part, yeah.
Okay. And do you find that often the dharmic teachings come into your lyrics, just sort of that they naturally just end up there, would you say? Or?
Yeah, they do. And sometimes you don't know that till after the fact, but yeah, they often do.
Yeah.
Especially lately, they've been coming in, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. If you're listening from Australia, Vancouver is a real center for the yoga movement. So many fabulous teachers of not only the physical asanas but the yoga philosophy too. There's great learning to be had and great creative things happen too, including what Greg has done to get everyone together. I think, you know, we have time at least for one more song before we get into some fresh sounds, some new music we'll be playing for the next half hour. Did you want to play one more song, guys?
Sure. So this song actually, it composed itself after a yoga class.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, I got out of a yoga class and there the whole song was.
Okay.
I know it sounds simple, don't mean it's not true. When I think of loving, I think of you. Words to describe you, magnetic and sweet, a magical stillness flowing real deep. You're gracious and you're patient, alive and content. When I think of loving, I think of you. Us how to be, to hold us and scold us and enfold us in grace. In your sweet face, I see grace. In your sweet face, I know.
When I think of loving, I think of you.
One more beautiful song there, Mishi, and John Buchanan there on percussion. And that song was, again, called...
Ode to You.
Ode to You. Lovely. And our special studio guests here, Mishi, John, and Greg, have been here playing tunes from and talking about the Love Is My Alibi compilation. And Greg has graciously put it out to the world. If there's anyone inspired today, if you're listening... You're in the right place at the right time, because Greg has said that other folks can contribute to the next one.
Yeah, we'd love to. You can go, the record, the whole record is up on Bandcamp, so you can search it there, Love Is My Alibi. There's also a Facebook page, I believe it's called, so you can search for it that way and pen your tune. And Matt, I believe you have a tune that perhaps you're willing to share the first couple lyrics, or is the cat out of the bag?
Yeah.
Or the...
You know what? I haven't done this before, and yes, I am. I am a budding songwriter myself, I haven't written the music to it yet. But I'm always a words guy, so the words have come. And
do you hear the drum already? Is there something maybe we can... you got a drummer right here.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, subconsciously something's seeping in. I'm sure the music will come soon. What the heck? I'm going to read you at least two of the stanzas from this thing, and I've called this song...
Stanzas?
Is that right?
That sounds professional.
It's very professional. It's like, here's my stanza.
I guess it's a poem at the moment. Anyway, I've called it Heart Savvy, and it's basically about a guy who kind of falls in love with a lovely fast food worker, and he knows he should be a vegetarian. Everyone is telling him, but he's kind of hooked, and he loves her, and he keeps eating meat, and love is his alibi. I'll just read you some of the words. You want to save me from drowning in gravy. You say I should be more heart savvy, but she's caught my eye with the kangaroo pie, and love is my alibi. I won't knock back your vegan treats. When I need a break from her cured meats, my arteries make her GP cry, but love is my alibi.
Yeah.
That's going to go into the song. So there you go. Thanks, Greg, for inspiring. This is how the creativity spreads. It's a wonderful thing you've done.
Yeah.
And before we go, I want to make sure that everyone knows where they can find all of you guys online. Let's start with John to my left. You have a website?
Yeah, I do have a website, actually. It's reachingbliss.com.
Okay, and...
Reachingbliss.com, and that's more... It's not so much my musical stuff. That's more like the stuff that I teach, and there's some music on there. Yeah, but yeah, it's reachingbliss.com.
Okay, and Greg. Greg has been speaking today, but he is quite a diligent musician himself, and he's done some wonderful ambient music. Where can we find that?
Yeah, that's also up on the Bandcamp. That's where I put most of my stuff. So if you actually just search for Love Is My Alibi, you'll see the other, my work that is part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Mishi, do we have anything we can find?
Yeah, our website is mooncircus.ca. Mooncircus.ca.
Great. Okay, so this has been Mishi, Greg and John of the Love Is My Alibi compilation, and again you can find that on Bandcamp, and I guess maybe we should head out with one more song, because not everyone could be here today. There were at least 1, 2, 3, 4 more people, or 5 more people.
How about Kelly High? Did you see her down there?
Yeah, Kelly High. I like she is a local. Is she like a country singer or something?
Kind of old country. Yeah. She's at the I want to say Railway Club every once in a while, or quite often, actually.
Okay. Yeah. And she has written a song called Love Is My Alibi, spelled L-U-V. Love Is My Alibi, Kelly Haig. And it's on the Love Is My Alibi compilation. Thanks so much, Mishi, Greg, and John, for coming in.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. I appreciate it.
Okay, here we go. This is Kelly Haig.
Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveVan.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
And you're listening to Strand of the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And if you're just tuning in, you did miss out on some pretty fabulous live music, but fear not. We have a blog, AllStrandedRadio.com, is where you can find all of the interviews, including the one we just recorded with Mishi, Greg, and John, who contributed to the Love Is My Alibi compilation of Vancouver musicians. So that last song there was by Kelly Haig, H-A-I-G-H, and her contribution to the compilation. And she's an established Vancouver singer-songwriter, kind of old country-based, I believe. We're going to get into some great brand-new music for the rest of the show, but first up, I'm going to play you another one of the Resignating Reconciliation segments, which was recorded for the NCRA, the National Campus Community Radio Association, to raise awareness of the reconciliation movement for First Nations in Canada, as everyone has been seeking to understand the not-so-pleasant legacy of residential schools, but a lot of healing has been done. So let's play one more three-minute section from this project.
I went to residential school, I was just 8 years old.
Gayla Kasla, my name is Gennarji O'Sullivan of the Tlaweetsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Window, exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
It's been a long time that I walked this way of life. I'm 65 years old. I'm also a survivor of the residential school for 10 years. I was taken away at 5 years old, early in 50s. I got five sisters and three brothers. Only three of us went to a residential school. Each one of them, my brother and sister, had their own story. I have mine. I went to residential school, Fort Albany, St. Anne's School, Fort George, Quebec, St. Joseph. In those schools, there was no love, no hugging. Seven of my co-students in residential school commit suicide. Seven of them that I know. Just recently, my young friend, my chum, passed away just the other day. Many years that I walk here, I feel good being a Squaw Bills. Some people call me an elder. I told them, you call me that again, I'll beat you up. I'm proud who I am, Anishinaabe. I just want to share that much. I cut it short, I used to talk 2 hours. But, yeah, Maurice got Masnihikan Davasta. He got you to Bajumiyan. It comes from here. I lived that life, I felt those pain. Regretful listening. Oh, what's your...
You have just heard At Window exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to this shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Red Jam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
Oh, Right now, man, as far as the way I see it, I think right now, hip-hop is advancing as far as skills. You got brothers, you know what I'm saying, getting, like, more witty.
There ain't nobody to be pretty for. Let it rattle, let the clatter kill him, let the cataclysm wash. Who really listens? Precision with a verse draws a crowd. I draw a line between an easy melody and peace of mind.
You got DJs doing all kind of crazy shit on the turntables. I like where it's going, and I like, you know what I'm saying, the creative process that brothers is trying to take it to right now.
Rally Rails and Brendan Butter in the place to be. Crimes and Treasons Radio, 101.9 FM, Vancouver, CITR.ca, every Tuesday, 9 till 11.
Dynamite!
Thanks for tuning in. This is a show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Talk Show on CITR 101.9 FM. And we had some local music there.
Yo, what's going on? My name.
Cool. We had, let's see, at the start of that set, we had A Tribe Called Red. Well, they're not quite local, but they're Canadian First Nations group with a song called Bread and Cheese. And we also had Mien's after that. And Mien's, of course, we have had here as a live studio guest, Kim from that group. She's actually playing with Mien's on August 22nd at the Astoria Pub, along with Ford Pierre Vengeance Trio, A Lengthy List of Lovers, and White Mink. And after that was another band that we've had here on the show called The Savoys, and a lovely track of theirs from the Savoys record, debut record called Karma to Burn. Now let's get into some music from Birds of Canada compilation. So Adam Roper was actually a guest of ours earlier this year, and he is a specialist in the music of the Abbotsford area. Abbotsford, Mission, Chilliwack, Aldergrove. And he has put out a compilation that he's put up on Bandcamp. You can find it at birdsofcanadabandcamp.com. And there's a whole bunch of tracks there, and I think this is fabulous. Great service that Adam has done. There's 31 tracks there, and I'm going to play for you a couple of them at least. Let's start out with a group called Casinos and a song called Canadian Disco. So this is a group from somewhere in the region of Abbotsford, Mission, Chilliwack, or Aldergrove.
Thank you.
You broke your heart, such a sad, sad into such a wonderful
Okay, we're back here on CITR and we're done. The show is over. But fear not, because we have David Love Jones up right now. We had three tracks there from a compilation of music from the Abbotsford Mission, Chilliwack and Aldergrove area here in British Columbia. Thanks to Adam Roper for putting this together. We first up had a song by a band called Casinos. Canadian Disco was the song. Then a band called Harmer White with So Come On. And then at the end there, Kristen Witko with her song called 40 Strong. And you can find this on a compilation called Old Claiborne at birdsofcanada.bandcamp.com. That's where Adam puts his compilations up. Adam is a previous DJ at the station in Abbotsford, CIVL. So thanks for Adam letting us know, and thanks for tuning in. You can find us online at ozstrandedradio.com. Bye for now. I'll leave you with Joey Only Outlaw Band. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
I am hungover again, and I had another fight with my friend. I was hugging the toilet instead of my wife. I've never felt so bad in my life. My singing voice hurts, so does my brain. Tonight I will hit the bottle again and go get head of control. My wallet took a big hit, and I got pretty drunk with all of it. The stress of my concert, it drove me to drink. In my dues, I'm starting to think. Stuck at the bottom, I'm feeling despair. I see my career ain't going nowhere. I have gone out of control. I break the cycle and save what I got. Quit all my drinking and just stick to pot. Pick up some flowers, I'll say to my wife.